So first, I want to thank you for welcoming us here, for letting us stay here and work with your kids and be in your city. It's such a great thing, an awesome thing when we come together as churches, when we partner together to see how God's ministry and how God's love is being shared in different ways by different people in different settings. And it is particularly exciting to be here with you, celebrating God's love, celebrating God's compassion, witnessing God's goodness as the city of Chicago celebrates Pride Weekend. And so I am so thankful to be here. Now, I was asked to put like an introductory paragraph together for the bulletin today, and as Monica, my coworker, knows, sometimes I let things go. And that's one of the things I let go, but I'm going to introduce you to me in a few sentences. My name is Bob Hagel. I grew up in St. Louis. I met my wife in St. Louis. We're both from St. Louis. My wife's name is Kate. We've been married like 26 years. She is awesome. She, on my bad days, reminds me that I'm okay. And on my worst days, she reminds me that I'm not as great as I think I am, which makes her awesome. I am a middle-aged guy with a receding hairline, and I have 7 kids, and you've heard that right. I have 7 children. 2 of them are here. So, what does the Lord require of us? I was thinking about that, and I was asking the kids about it, and something that came to mind, was the good life. And what is the good life? A few days ago, I was watching TV. That's something I forgot to tell you. I watch too much TV, too. I was watching a show on Netflix, a comedy special by this guy, Mike Birbiglia, and it's called The Good Life. And he was talking about walking with his daughter to school and how at 9, she's starting to ask questions that he can't answer anymore. And she asked him along the way, "What's the good life?" And so last night, we were talking, and I was asking the kids about images that came to mind when they heard this story, and one of the children had this weird image, this weird memory. And it didn't make sense until I went to bed, and then it clicked. The kid said the image that came to mind when I read from Micah, the memory that she had was being at her first concert with her family. I was like, what? I didn't say anything. And thankfully, it was my daughter, so I can say this. But I was confused by it. But then I went to bed, and I was thinking about the good life. I was thinking about the good life. And this image popped into my head. We lived in St. Louis in the city, and we were walking in Tower Grove Park. My twins were kind of ahead of us, and, well, actually, the 2 boys were ahead of us, and they were being their idiot 9-year-old boy selves, fighting, yelling, running, way ahead of us. And I was starting to get annoyed with them. I was pulling a wagon with my 2 youngest in it, who are here. My wife had the dog, our St. Bernard. It was hot and he didn't want to walk. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, well, she's a talker. And so she was just talking away the whole time. Blah, 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 blah. And I was losing my mind. I mean, this image came to mind. I was about to just yell at everyone. And then my other child came up beside me. She came up beside me, and she just slipped her hand into mine. And at that moment, And I still remember it. I just felt full. I felt like I was enough. I felt something more well up in me. It was the good life. It was this simple thing, a hand held, my hand held by a child. As I'm getting frustrated, as I'm losing my mind, she reminded me. She reminded me of who I am and what I'm called to be. And I know that may sound crazy, but it did. It brought me back to myself. It brought me back to the person God wants me to be, to recognize the goodness around me, to recognize the love that's around me, to recognize the good life that I have. But a good life is more than just what happens in our family. And a good life certainly is more than just what our jobs are or how much money we make. A good life is more than that. And we come to church, hopefully, to be reminded of that, to be reminded of what a good life is. Paul and Micah remind us of what a good life is. I don't know how many of you are list makers. I am not. Hence, I didn't get the intro to myself in. Lists make me nervous. They bum me out because when I look at my list, I realize, oh, I didn't do that and I didn't do that. And then my list just feels like it just keeps growing. And then I just crumple the list up and throw it away and then it's all done. But I know that lists are important. They help us. They help us get our minds straight. They help us get things in order. And I envy list makers. I envy list makers who get to cross the stuff off, especially. But Paul and Micah aren't making lists for us to cross off. They're not saying to us, okay, great, you've done justice. You have loved kindness. You have walked humbly with your God. Cross, 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 did it, awesome. That's not what Paul and Micah are doing. You see, what Micah is saying is, man, we try so often to do these hard things for God, these big things for God. I remember when I first started ministry, when I first was ordained, I was going to this spiritual director, and I told her, I just feel like God is calling me to be and do so much more, something bigger. She said, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean by that? And I said, I don't know. I don't feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. I don't think that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I think I'm supposed to be doing, and it was this sense of something grand, something big, something great, something that everybody would know about. And man, she put me in my place. She humbled me. And she said, are you sure about that? I had to go sit and think on that for a while. Because I wanted to do these grand things for God. Should I sacrifice my firstborn child? I wanted to do these grand things for God. But the reality, the truth in what she was asking me, in a sense, what she was telling me, is that God has called you to be where you are. God has called you to be who you are. And Micah is reminding us that when we are that, when we are the people that God has called us to be, we will see justice being done. We will see love and kindness. We will recognize the good in others. When we as a community take the time to do the small things, to recognize the small things in our lives, we will see what God is doing in our midst. We will see justice and kindness and love. We will recognize the goodness in others and the Spirit of God in them. I still have these dreams of doing hugely grand things. But this is what I need to be reminded of today. You are called to be here right now. You are called to be here right now, doing the small things, caring for the people around you, showing your love, your grace, and your goodness. Seeing the other next to you as a beloved child of God and treating them that way. When we do that, when we follow the Spirit of God, we are living the good life. So go into the world and live the good life that God has called you into. Amen.